You don't have extra time to waste searching around for help when you lose your wallet or have issues with customer service. So it's time to get some tips on how to cut through all the red tape.
And joining us now, Janet Bodner, editor of Kiblinger Personal Finance. Janet, good to have you back.
Thanks very much.
Wow, this is in our wheelhouse, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's start with this pet peeve of many people, getting stuck on hold. How can we actually get through to a real live human being instead of getting stuck in those endless mazes of automated prompts?
Well, the way to cut red tape, which is our cover story in Kiplinger's this month, the September issue, plus on Kiplinger.com, is, drumroll, there's a nifty website called GetHuman.com, and it can give you hints to get through to real people at 8,000 companies. That's a lot. And that includes some real biggies like Verizon, Bank of America, United Airlines. What you do is you type your company into the search box, and they'll give you a phone number. They'll give you a tip sheet on, you know, what to do to make sure your question gets answered, and also the average wait time. Now, if you don't want to wait, you can actually have the company call you, put your number in, and you can get a call back.
Yeah, and it seems like those robots are getting smarter when you call in, because you hit zero and it just keeps saying, we understand you'd like to talk to someone,
exactly.
But please be patient. What happens if you lose your wallet? How can you make things go smoother? This is something that the less with it people, myself included, often do. So what do we do?
Hey, it's happened to me too. Okay, one easy thing to do, there are a couple of services. American Express and Discover both offer wallet protection services. So you register all your info with them, and if the worst happens, they'll handle it for you. Now, this costs money. They'll each charge you about $40 a year for the service. Now, if you don't want to do that, you want to do it for free, the thing to do, first of all, is to put all your stuff on the copier, and just copy the information on all your cards and everything else you have in your wallet front and back, so you know who to get in touch with yourself. And if you there is a triage here. There's a system that you want to do. The first person you want to get in touch with is your bank, your debit card, because you want to make sure that nobody can get money out of there, or if they do, that you're not going to be responsible for it. Number two would be your driver's license, because you want to let people know that someone might be trying to use it to set up an account, perhaps. And also, of course, you'll need to replace your license. And number three would be the credit bureaus in order to report any stolen credit cards. And you can have those bureaus, Equifax, Experian, TransUnion, you can have them put a fraud alert on your account so that if anyone tries to establish credit in your name, they won't be able to unless they provide some pretty stiff identification.
All right. Lots of good stuff there. Thanks so much, Janet.
Oh, my pleasure.
Janet Bodner, editor of Kiplinger Personal Finance.